4-on, answered point in the closing minutes, finally clinched this game. But Donegal certainly the died with their boots on this afternoon, but it's another case of it's well, so near and yet so far. 1-12-0-7 up at half time, much the better side. Dylan Duffy got the goal after 10 minutes, the opening score for Donegal. Derry had opened with 2 points from Richie Mullen and Paul Cleary, but then we had a golden spell for Donegal, really, where that goal from Duffy, a long range strike from Sean McVeigh from way inside his own half of the field, launched it in long, and young Dylan Duffy from Buncrana, about 8, late his age, he got a stick to it and it ended up in the net. A goal to 2 points. Rona McDermott from the puck out snapped it up and knocked it over for another for Donegal's first point. And then we had 4 points without reply from Danny Cullen. 3 frees, one of them a massive effort from well, the Derry 65. It was all Donegal at this stage, really battling hard. And Derry, of course, who had a big win last weekend against Down in Portaferry, were really reeling in the opening half. And well, they did respond with points from Brian O'Gilligan and Liam Hinfey, but Donegal finished out the half with Kieran Matheson and Danny Cullen again, knocking over a point before Rona McDermott, Joe Boyle got in on the act, and we had Cullen again with 2 more frees, and Joe Boyle brought the curtain down and on the half with a point from way out the field. 1-12-7 at half time, just on the stroke of half time as well. Rona McDermott missed from close range, but it was all Donegal in the first half, not at all flattered by their 8 point margin, but in the second, Derry really came out full of purpose. Cormac O'Doherty winning the game with 6 points, 3 of them from frees, knocked over a quick point, and then we had points from Gerard Bradley, Oran McKeever, Paul Fury, John Mullen before Jack O'Loughlin got Donegal's first point in the second half. Donegal only scored twice in the second half. There was a slight breeze here as well, but they were wayward in their shooting, and Joe Boyle added another quickly, shortly afterwards, as Donegal, with just about 12 minutes to go, maintained a 1-4 to not 13 lead, 14 points between the sides. But it was all Derry in the closing stages. Cormac O'Doherty with another free, or two, another 2 frees. Gerard Bradley, Brian O'Gilligan, you know, knocked over 4 points this afternoon, and well, young Shane McGuigan brought the curtain down on the scoring before Doherty added another point late on as well. So Derry in the end quite a scare, they have to be said, and while Donegal suffered defeat, they will take a lot of confidence from this. Remember, they came into the game obviously without Declan Coulter, long term injured, and also lost Lee Henderson to injury just before the game, picked up an injury last week, and well, failed a late fitness test. But while Danny Cullen, a top scorer for Donegal with a goal and 7 points, a brilliant first half performance. Many of the heroes for Donegal were in defence, were Conor Park, Christopher McDermott and Stephen Gillespie were quite outstanding. McVeigh and Colin Flood went off, and Jack O'Loughlin in the half-back line, with Joe Boyle knocking back in there as well, and Niall Cleary helping out as well. Donegal packed the defence, and Derry found it difficult to break through, until in the end Donegal maybe with fitness sagging and just running out of steam, Derry finished strong. So it's ended Derry at 20 points, Donegal a goal and 14.